When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me? And what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Hey, this is Tim McKernan for Design Air Heating and Cooling. I am not just here to tell you about a client. I am here to tell you that I am a client. And when we were working on our home, we made sure that we had Design Air Heating and Cooling handle it. Call Design Air today to schedule your tune-up so your air conditioning is ready for the summer. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest, and it's hard to stop a train. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling, the official air conditioning company of the morning after. Contact them at designairservice.com.
What are we gonna do? That's right. Tell us, Coxie. Look at Coxie.
Live from Hot Shots on Dorset. Welcome back to TMA Live. Brought to you by Bud Light. Broadcasting through the Johnny Londa Chevrolet Studios on 590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com. Here's Tim McKernan.
Oh, Doug, they didn't mention you, and they didn't mention Jay.
It's probably a good thing they didn't mention me. I'm just trying to hang on to my real
good
job.
Point. This could be the end of Doug.
There's some guy back there waving, and I don't know who he's waving at. This whole thing's also damn weird. Who's he waving at?
I don't. This is Marconi stuff. How you doing, dog? I see you.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Okay. It's TMA Live at Hot Shots on Dorset. My name's Timothy Michael McKernan. It's unbelievable. I went on vacation, and I'm back, and there's a whole thing about it. And because of that, Carly is here. Carly Lawrence, everybody. It's unreal. Carly takes over inside the Enterprise Center. The Blues win the Chalice. Doug, it seems like it's not a coincidence.
Yeah, she did a great job. Everybody loved the work you did.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think it probably had something to do with the Blues turnaround, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of energy.
It has everything to do with me. I take full credit.
Yeah, for you.
Absolutely.
Did you get a day with the Stanley Cup?
No, my day has not come up yet, but I'm sure they're trying to fit it in
trying
between.
To fit one in.
I would think so.
Two of the best players on the team.
You were in the parade and everything, though, weren't you?
I was on stage.
Oh, well, that counts.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it counts.
I was on the stage under the arch the whole time. So we were, like, waiting for the Blues players to, like, they were supposed to arrive at the stage, like, 2 hours before they did. And we're like, what is taking these clowns so long? And that's when we got wind that they were just getting out of their cars and running in the streets and, you know, doing what you should do when you win the Stanley
Cup.
Yeah,
with the people.
You know what I mean?
With the people.
So
that's when you decided to let Brett Hull take the mic.
You know what? Okay, about that. So that's so funny because obviously that wasn't on the itinerary. Like, I had an itinerary. I see Brett Hull with the beer in his hand off the side of the stage, and I see him just look up, look at the open podium, start walking up the steps to the stage, and I'm like, all right, well, this isn't supposed to be happening. And all of a sudden, he just talks, and it, you know, we went Blues, and it became a whole thing. Yeah. But, yeah, no, that wasn't planned.
That was quite a little moment for the whole city.
Great speech.
You know what? We don't deserve Brett Hull. We really do. No. What a treasure.
That's a great
honestly. Yeah.
That's true. We do not deserve him.
We are so blessed.
Carly, in addition to your work with the Blues this year, Iggy has been talking about the fact that you're in a movie.
Yeah.
Jay, how about this? What? Carly is in a movie.
Not one of Dillian's movies, I hope.
No, oh, dog. No.
Hey, I had to ask. It was a theme of the whole show up till now.
I understand.
Well, honestly, okay, so Iggy did call me. He's like, yeah, we can't get a porn star, so
hold on a second.
I
have to call time out. I just turned to look at Iggy and look what's going on behind us.
Oh, wow.
Not surprising.
I mean, he is moving.
He's taking time.
Talking about the
song list. He's flirting with the talent.
Yes, he is.
Song list for the guitar.
So on brand.
Yeah, it's so on brand.
But no, he called me. He's like, we couldn't get a porn star, so we thought we'd call you. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. I mean, depending on how my career goes for the next few years, like, that could be a road that I'm going down. I don't know yet, but maybe it could be foreshadowing.
Carly, tell tell us about the movie. What's it all about?
Okay, it's called A Really Nice Guy. And it's legit because it's my first, like, IMDb credit.
Yep.
And, so that's cool. But it's a film that illustrates how men and women perceive different situations, differently, using the genres of horror and comedy. So basically, from my perspective, like, I feel like I'm being stalked, and, like, that's the whole, like, horror plot line, but then, like, it's a buddy comedy from, like, the guy's perspective of it. It's a really interesting film.
It's seen through your eyes and their eyes.
Yeah, it goes back and forth between the two, but it goes back and forth from feeling like it's, you know, like, super bad and...
Well, you've done a lot of comedy.
The Hills Have Eyes.
Some stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Would you rather be doing acting film-wise and that type of thing?
Perhaps, but I like it all. I like to entertain people. That's a passion of mine.
So you've been doing stand-up, though, right? Still?
A little bit. Not as much, because doing the Blues games, I have a mic in my face like 3 nights a week, and I didn't really want to spend the other 4 nights of the week with a mic in my face, but also being heckled by, like, grown men. So
you get heckled. You got heckled?
Have you ever rang us heckled?
Really?
Yeah, it happens.
So where would you do your Funny Bones?
Funny Bone, Helium. And then they got open mics at Heavy Anchor. There's open mics and stuff all
and
over.
And so
the
does
place.
Random drunk guys, and we have a potpourri here this evening. We just start screaming at you.
Right. Come on, let's.
Now, what's going on? What's going on? People are yelling now in the back.
I did have a show at the Casino Queen towards the beginning of the season. It was in January, actually, and I'm in the lobby and I hear this couple, this man and this woman, go Carly, and I walk over to them and I'm like, hi, and I didn't know them, and they're like, we're blue. They're wearing blue stuff. And they're like, yeah, we heard about your show here tonight. We're here to heckle you. And I was like, all right, let's not do that. So I've kind of just, like, I don't want it to be a conflict of interest with, like, what I talk about. All it takes is one disgruntled Blues fan that doesn't like me, like, to, you know, throw me under the bus. But
you're the star of this movie?
Yeah, I'm the star, baby.
Oh, that Doug.
You can ask me for my autograph after the show.
No, but that's a pretty good thing.
It's cool.
Lead in your first movie if you get the lead role.
Yeah, it's cool. And it's interesting because my character doesn't have any lines in the film at all. But that's part of the whole thing of it is, like, watching this movie and the female doesn't have any lines in the whole. It's just like it's a feminist perspective in a way.
It's just your reactions?
Yeah. Lots of reactions.
No dialogue.
I personally don't have any dialogue.
It's a silent movie.
No, everyone else in talks.
Silent picture.
Yeah. Talk.
Okay.
They're coming back.
Well, and when
it's
is cool. It going to be out?
We sent it to festivals, and they're probably going to show it at the Tivoli sometime next year at some point. But it'll probably be a link for Vimeo. I don't know.
Can you see it online yet?
Not yet. Okay. It has to, like, make its festival circuit first, and then I'll send you the link.
Is it full?
There's no feet in it, though.
Sorry. There's no feet.
It'll never make it.
It's feet-free film.
It's not a fetish film.
Is it?
I think that's a miss.
I don't have a fetish. It's a fondness. is it a full-length film?
It's a short film. Yeah, okay. It's about 26 minutes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's cool.
Carly sat down, Jay, and you didn't say anything about her feet, but you like her jeans.
Well, I mean, she's
and then
got,
she immediately covered
she
up.
She covers it all up, which is a wise play.
I don't like her wandering eyes. Jay.
I mean, no. I mean, you've got like night. I mean, I see some gals with the little tears or the rips in the jeans.
Right, right.
Carly has got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 again.
I don't like Jason from Friday the 13th.
I mean, it looks like somebody slashed you, girl.
Oh, I know.
And you like it.
Or it looked like you had one hell of an evening.
Okay,
I mean,
calm down.
Well, no.
And then Carly said you said you were instructed to wear closed-toed shoes?
I instructed myself to wear closed-toed shoes.
She knows.
I know. I'm aware.
Now people are booing.
No.
I didn't wear closed-toed shoes.
She's an actress.
They're sandals.
She's an actress. Come on.
People are booing. But she is wearing sandals, Jay.
I know. I got to give the people
Carly,
what they want.
Carly is a...
I want to be on the guest on the show again.
Carly is a fine-looking individual.
Oh. That's right.
She knows that.
She knows that.
Thank you very much.
She's a star of a film. Yeah. That's right.
And got the Blues the cup. Now the Grizzlies are calling, going, what happened down here?
Ah! Hey, in their defense, I'll tell you, the years that I was on that team was the best that they've
done got better,
in their entire franchise history. So
gotcha.
So, Carly, are you doing stand-up? Like, if people go and see you do stand-up right now, or are you in the mode of promoting film?
Right,
what's going on?
Right now, I'm here talking to you.
Right, of course.
Do you have anything tomorrow?
Tim McKernan.
Are you at the Chuckle Hut tomorrow in Edwardsville?
I'm dog-sitting this weekend. I got a packed weekend.
Dog-sitting.
I got to make the money somehow, because comedy doesn't necessarily do it all the time. I don't know. Just follow me on social media, and you can keep up with all my shows and stuff.
When was the last time? You.
Hold on a second, Jay.
You're going into this mode. Because she's an interesting gal. When was the last time, Carly, you were passionately kissed? And when I mean passionately kissed.
What do you mean by
on the mouth?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Carly, don't play into this.
Unless
save yourself.
Unless you want to go.
Save yourself.
The audience has responded, but I don't know if it's good or bad.
Unless you want to go blue. But
yeah, that's fine.
When was the last time you were passionately kissed and your knees buckled and stuff?
I'll tell you, it's been many moons.
Has it?
Really?
That's not an invitation.
No, I can see it in your face. That's all right. I love the honesty.
I never know what's going to come out of your mouth, man. You're kind of terrifying.
Now all of a sudden,
Iggy's
lurking. What's going on? Why don't you just grab a microphone, Iggy?
Iggy's bringing up Gaga. He's bringing up Gaga.
I should probably have to let Gaga.
Don't put your hand around her neck.
Yeah, and then he just kind of like massaged
right
her.
Around the neck.
He said probably after Lady Gaga. So, yeah, you were Iggy's date for Lady Gaga.
I was. That was so
fun. Did you guys make out?
Not that I recall.
I think you might have. But that's
not that I'm aware of.
Should I be sad that you haven't had somebody just knock you off your toes and ears?
I mean, probably.
Right.
Why you got to bring my toes into this?
You know what I meant.
He brought my toes into this once again. Yeah. Keep bringing my feet up.
Probably wasn't a coincidence, honestly.
Should have worn the clothes toed.
And just so people know, I was kidding about that. Carly and I are dear friends.
We've never made out.
Not even once. Nice piece of fish.
Dear friend.
It is one of the best concerts I've been to, and it was because of the...
And you made Lady Gaga weep at that concert, or that was a previous engagement?
That was 2014. We didn't get to meet her when Carly and I and...
Janie the Lesbian.
The Ball Sacks and Janie the Lesbian.
Did you meet Janie the Lesbian?
And
Carly, did you meet Janie the Lesbian?
The Beer Cat.
Janie the
Lesbian. Yeah, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you met Janie the Lesbian.
I met a few lesbians that day.
Good for you, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Beer
Cat. I'm a friend of the gays.
I'm a friend of the gays. That should be the name of my podcast.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all?
I think it should be I'm a friend of everyone.
Look at the magazine I brought it. We're all friends.
What is that, by the way?
What are you doing?
I don't know. Avian sent it to me. You
brought gay pornography.
Why is that happening? You set it right in front of Dog.
Why would you have done that?
So I knew you would talk about it. That's why I brought it in.
I'm not talking about it.
You already did.
You've been looking. You've been thumbing through it at the break.
There.
You just threw it away.
Yeah, we don't need
somebody will take it. All right.
Iggy, what's the latest on your party? Is Carly invited? Did she get a seat?
She is, but she's...
Oh.
Mike is banging the bell on the day.
Mike, I need to say something.
Well, she knows she is, but she's house-sitting, and she's got some dogs she needs to take care of.
Dog-sitting.
Yeah, dog-sitting, man.
Dog-sitting. So you will not be there.
I'm sorry?
You will not be at Iggy's.
I will not be at Iggy's. I will not. That will not be happening.
She has...
I can confirm.
You don't have to be quite so
the audience is
about it.
All right.
Very blunt.
Easy.
All right.
Zecklers, they follow you everywhere.
they truly do.
Jay, what were you going to say? I cut you off with the invite thing.
Are you dating actively? Or you...
You're really into this.
Well, I just want to...
Have you been passionately... Like, what? I mean, I'm not on any apps or anything.
No, you don't mess with around any of that? No apps?
I'll download it for, like, a day, and then I just get over...
Which app are you talking about?
Mostly Hinge. If I'm going to download an app
for a day, it'll be Hinge. What's going on at Hinge as opposed to...
You're a beautiful woman.
There she is.
Kid.
She's right there.
You don't need to be on the app. Yeah, there she is.
It's be a problem.
Just being beautiful. Yeah.
She's just sitting there being beautiful. But what's the difference between Hinge and Bumble and Tinder? Like, what's going
on? Okay, you know what?
Thank you, Mike, with the bell. Thank you, Mike.
Easy there. You're getting aggressive, Mike. Look at how excited he is. So Tinder and Bumble are similar, but like people are like, oh, Bumble is like the feminist app because the women make the first move. No, I realize it's not because it gives guys a chance to just sit back and wait for the girl to make the first move. So I don't like Bumble.
Okay. You don't like Bumble.
I'll mess with Hinge because it's like
so what's the difference between Hinge and Bumble?
Because Hinge, you can like respond to like answers of questions and more interact more like their picture or respond to like something about their personality.
More of a starter.
Where Bumble is strictly just off of
appearance.
Looks. And like I said, I know dudes that'll just be like swipe right and not even look at the picture, but they'll just wait a couple hours or something, and then sort through all the chicks that already said yes, and then they'll weed out their options based off of girls who already said yes, so that they don't face any chance of getting rejected.
The problem
they're just
is,
dealing with women that want to date them.
The problem is Carly is too smart.
I'm right.
Now, Gangster Pete, you're not. Are you on this?
No, he knows. He knows.
Rascal.
Gangster Pete is on. I don't know what any of that means.
Rascal.
What's Rascal?
He's on all the apps, and Bumble, Tinder, Hinge. What's your go-to?
Buck Swope is handing out a microphone.
Buck!
He says Bumble. Tell the people. What is
it? Can't hear you.
What's your app of choice?
Bumble.
Told you. Because
the girls make the first move.
I told you, it's disgusting.
Why do you care, though, if you're online? Why would you care
about
the
rejection? Because he doesn't want to throw out the hook and then not get anything
exactly.
back.
But if you don't know the girls, who cares?
You don't.
But the other
still,
is this way.
Your ego, you still got an ego.
Yeah, this calm way, down, gal.
I'm getting real jazzed about this.
I'm very interested in this. So, do you see a lot of the same people? Because St. Louis being so kind of...
Well, once you say no to them, it doesn't, like, re-pop up.
Okay.
Unless you...
Unless they lose 20 pounds.
Unless they lose 20 pounds, is
then
that what happens?
Then they recycle.
Is that what happens?
Who knows?
You don't even know. You're just spitting facts that aren't facts.
I think you'd be better.
You're just saying words.
No, I think you'd be better in a setting dealing with people individually one-on-one, and then you'd know the person that
in the wild?
Then you'd want, yeah, in the wild. You'd be better in the wild than on the web.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're a one-to-one.
Speed dating thing a few years ago. Does that even go on anymore?
Maybe in, like, hotel lobbies or something. Maybe like a Holiday Inn Express.
Maybe the Beer Cats La Quinta out here in Maryland Heights.
That's why they stay there. Beer
Cats is texting in, by the way, trying to hook up with the ball sacks. Carly, you can see this. You know I'm not ad-libbing. Hey, Scott's wrinkled ball sack, our wives are both here. We have a hotel room. The peninsula is flooded, and so are my pants.
Oh, wow.
The scissoring commence. That's from Beer Cats.
That's aggressive.
That's a direct proposition. I don't know where the Beer Cats are. Anna Marie was sitting over there talking to Lady Beer Cats, and now I see Michael Kelly sitting where Anna Marie was. Yeah. So I don't know what happened, Jennings. Did Lady Beer Cats and Anna Marie steal away?
You could only hope.
Honestly, I'd be totally fine with the whole thing.
He would be high-fiving everywhere.
So listeners are trying to sleep with each other, Doug, here at the event.
Wow. The things that happen at Hot Shots Dorset.
Yeah, you never thought.
It's
going on. Gangster Pete, do you have success on Hinge? Is Mike's been
Where's
stolen?
Buck Swope's got it.
Here's, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry to you folks in the back.
I don't really use them.
You don't use them?
I just like to shop around, like see what's out there.
Okay.
I prefer.
Carly, you didn't like that.
I don't really use them.
Have you ever had a date on one of them? Did you ever get a date on one of them?
I mean, I've had lots of matches. I've never like gone on an actual date.
Well, what's the point of doing it then?
Just to pass the time. Kind of look, see what's out there. You know?
It's like a game.
Are you dating anyone right now?
From 5 in the afternoon to 6.
No.
Well, have you ever had a date?
Yes, I've had a date.
What's the longest relationship you've had, dog?
I don't know, a few years.
Oh,
I don't know if, like you said, it was some sort of
confidence.
Well,
I don't know the exact number of years.
Like you could have had some broad for 3 years. Wow.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
goodbye.
Gangster Pete, the Versace of AM Sports Radio merch.
He doesn't come on the mic very often.
He doesn't. He hates the fan page. He hates the show, but he's the producer.
You bring him on just to roast him.
He stops by.
This weekend, the Cardinals host the Houston Astros, and there are great giveaways all series long. It's a great series, but you can get something, too, just by showing up. Iggy will be there with some micro coverage, and it includes an exclusive MV3 triple bobblehead. You heard me right. The MV3, Doug, you remember those guys?
Yeah.
Triple bobblehead, courtesy of Coca-Cola and Deerberg's. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions, the St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Whether you're looking for individual taxes or whether you're a small business, he can do it all, or his specialty is helping people if they're in trouble with the IRS, and that's trouble you don't want. If you've got years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night, if you're facing tax liens or bank levies, wage garnishments, they can garnish your wages and really make your life miserable.
Get Mark Milton on your side, and he can help you out. Contact a former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. And don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution, guys. You hear on TV and radio, don't do it. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have any kind of IRS problems, visit his website, I'll give that now, stltaxlawyer.com, and you'll say, hey, I'm not guilty, I'm with Milty. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on adverts.
Bud Light is celebrating the St. Louis Blues and their first ever championship by brewing a special batch of beer, and it's infused with the sounds and the spirit of the Blues' unofficial victory song, Gloria, by the great Laura Branigan, who in her heyday was proudly wearing Cardinal jerseys anytime she came to St. Louis. To create that beer, Bud Light played Gloria on repeat 24/7 for the entire brewing process, including wrapping the tank with massive headphones so it's infused. The Gloria Brew comes out on Monday, available at St. Louis area retailers, and once it's gone, it's gone. So get your Bud Light and get Gloria infused Bud Light and celebrate the Blues Stanley Cup.
Clousy is the Postmaster General of the Post, the official cheesesteak. Maybe he'll take you to Post after you give him some boxes.
Amazing place. Love the Post. Love the people that work there. Love the people that own the place. They're phenomenal.
And then Delino DeShields just texted in. Doug, you remember him? He was a delight to cover.
Yeah, his son plays now.
What a great speaker.
Milty bought me a drink, and I'm pretty sure I'm gay now. What a smoke show. So Delino DeShields is here and wants to sleep with the sponsor.
That's Kevin Miller. That's Kevin Miller somehow changing up his name.
God, I mean, what's going on?
Look, trust me.
Proud of it he is.
Very happy. Very
proud.
Happy with the whole thing. Carly, thank you so much for coming here.
Yeah,
the Hot Shots in Dorset. Who knew that this was a place to hook up, but yet it is.
No.
Thank you, Carly.
There it is. Doug, what a great segment.
Yeah.
It'll never hear the light of day.
No, probably
but nonetheless.
Not.
Could be the secret podcast.
Yeah, this will be the secret
100
podcast.
100 years from now.
Yeah. Carly, thank you for addressing your jeans and the hoop earring study.
How did she get roped into this?
I have no idea.
Iggy
it
got
like
her something.
Like an innocent victim.
Mike's
upset.
Mike's up. What's wrong, Mike? Where's the microphone now? Alvin, can we take the mic from the Michigan study discussion to Mike Lee, who is furious about something? Yes, Mike.
What's wrong, Mike?
Milk.
Mike.
Milk.
Okay. Mike wanted
to he's on the milk.
I have the exact same conversation with my son. I swear to you. Like, I'll introduce him. Hey, say hi. He goes,
Milk.
I do the same effing thing in my job. It's personal and professional colliding. Jeff Cox is pointing at the lady. There's a beautiful woman who's just arrived. Is that what this is about? And she's being treated like some kind of like...
Princess Di.
Yeah.
Almost everybody else here is recently out of prison. They haven't seen a girl in years.
I mean, they're guys. It's like the thriller video. Like the zombies have all made their way toward her.
Mike's going in.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
I'm afraid Dillian may have to help.
Carly, you need to use the secret exit to get out of here. This is dangerous.
There's not a guy in the bar without an ankle bracelet.
God almighty. Thank you. This poor woman has no idea.
I'm not terrified.
Again, this might be time for one of our games.
You know what? It is time for another game. There are so many to do this evening. It's time for Soundtrack Movie Trivia. Soundtrack Movie Trivia. There's production and everything.
It's time for Movie Soundtrack Trivia.
Sam, you got this.
Right here at TMA Live. Here's your host, Tim McKernan.
Wow, wow, wow. It's unbelievable. Listen to the response, Doug.
Yeah, boy, they can't hear a thing we're doing. And if they could, they wouldn't be laughing or applauding anyway.
Front row gets a little bit of it.
Iggy has been called up. Yep. Him and Dillian have hit it off. I have to tell you, there's a whole lot going on behind me at the billiards table.
I think you're Dillian, talking.
Dillian's returning to the dais.
They're talking about their stock portfolio.
The Design Air text inbox. Doug, it's spinning constantly. Iggy, soundtrack movie trivia, what's going on?
All right, this is how this is going to work. You should...
Why is the audience
always a problem?
I tried to make them easy for you guys.
Sure.
You have the list of the four people playing, right?
Carlos Spicy Wiener, Kevin Miller, Jeff Griswold, and Jack Stoverink.
Stoverink. All right, if all four of you guys are here, each one of them...
They probably left long ago.
Each one of them is going to be paired up with one person on the
dance. Didn't take Carly long to leave.
And I'm horrible with this.
We'll play the clip.
This poor blonde girl is going to
I mean, they're all taking pictures.
I saw a girl. It was a girl. I saw one.
It's unbelievable.
They're all over Patrick.
I mean, truly, a blonde girl walks in and sits down, and it's over, the show.
And it's good to see the Normandy boys out here. I love you guys. Thanks for coming out.
Yes, sir.
So four contestants. Uh-huh. Each will be paired with one of you guys.
Look at Grizz.
We'll play the song, and then you and your partner can discuss what the movie is.
Oh, no.
Not the name of the song, not the band. You have to tell us what movie the song is in.
All Doug, right. Do you understand?
Not really.
All right. And we only have two mics, so you guys pass it back.
Oh, that'll
Miller,
work well.
Come on up. How about you're with Jay. Spicy Wiener's with Jay.
Keep Miller away from
someone smart.
A mic. I mean, let his partner have a mic.
Miller's with Doug.
Dillion, are you having fun?
Stanley Cup champion. Yeah. You are with Dillion.
I was.
And you're with Tim.
I get Carlos? Jack. Oh, well, that's good
let's
night, Irene.
Do some great things.
So you guys,
what are you smoking?
You guys
I mean,
share
I'm
that
confident.
Mic.
What
you two there, share this mic. We'll play the song. We'll start with Doug and go this way.
So we get to answer as a team.
Yeah, you're a team. So if you don't know and Spicy Wiener does, you talk back and forth.
Okay.
All right.
Doug, it makes all the sense in the world.
This won't get screwed up too much.
No, there you go.
All right, we did the coin toss up backstage.
Andy.
Hi.
This is how it works, too. It's not if Doug, the first song, you don't know it. You don't get to steal. We just go to song two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's no stealing.
No, there's 16 songs. We'll be here all day.
Yeah.
So
feels
if
like
you don't get it.
Been here all day.
Andy, now if he don't get one, we go to song two for Tim.
If he doesn't get one.
And Andy, I'll let you say if he's right or wrong. You got the list, right?
Okay. Yep, you got it.
I'm going back to
the chair. More air time for you.
This first one goes out to Kevin Miller and Doug Vaughn, Lovers Forever.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Oh, wow. What a layup.
Yeah, this is a 2-foot putt.
Jeez.
What is it?
I'm going to guess Purple Rain.
That is correct.
Right from the start.
Right after you got home from Miami.
Yeah, in about two notes, I could have had it.
All right, it's me, Jack Stoverink.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the song. Where is it? There it is, right there. Here we go.
Doug!
I got it right here. Here we go. Tim and...
All right, turn it on.
Mr. Stoverink.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak,
8 Mile. Don't you waste time.
That is correct.
It's a wonderful song. Dillion is a wonderful film. Ever seen it? Rabbit gets ill. Mom's spaghetti.
I would have actually got that.
Will you? Okay. And then Mackay Pfeiffer.
Here's number.
Now it's Jeff.
You keep track of how many you'd have got.
All right.
Here is for Jeff Griswold and Dillion.
Wow.
That would be Top Gun.
Jeff says Top Gun.
That is correct.
That's correct.
I mean,
unbelievable.
Angry. Jeez.
This is for
Look,
Jay and Lo Sween. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
All right. See, this could be a couple of programs.
You got a tough one.
Each time I got close.
What do you say, dog? I got my answer. He couldn't
hear it.
Let Lo hear a little more.
He can't hear the dance.
Dirty Dance.
That'd be a big negative. That would.
What was it?
Footloose.
So are they out?
Footloose.
Is Jay out?
They're not out.
Jay's been mathematically eliminated.
It was stupid. It was a dumb song.
You
give three layups and then you give me a. Why didn't you play the Footloose song?
You played
the Top Gun song.
These are Iggy's games. For Doug and Kevin Miller.
All right.
And here's to you. Mrs. Robinson.
The Graduate.
Yeah,
that is correct.
Another, my favorite films of all time.
Another layup. Four layups and blows in my question.
You guys Tim and Jack Wagner, I think. Is that Jack Wagner?
It may have
Tim been. And Jack.
All right.
And I'm
Bodyguard with the wonderful Whitney Houston.
That makes it 5 layups and 1 not a layup.
Dillian.
Was that 93?
Dillian and Driz.
Work.
You win a bonus point for the year.
Easy game for the Iggy game.
Here's Dillian and Driz.
Oh, my God.
Easy Rider.
Yes, sir.
Technically, again, another layup. Okay.
Jennings and Lo Sween.
Yeah, what's this going to be?
That's yours, Jay. Jennings, this is you.
It's Blondie singing the song.
That's correct.
Debbie Harry, but we can't give you a point for that.
This is a movie.
That's right.
It's part of a soundtrack of a movie, yes. '73.
Blondie wasn't even barely born. The song came out in 80 or 81. How could it be 73?
Maybe it wasn't 73. I'm getting my movies confused.
What in the hell is going on?
Do you have
here?
A guess on the movie?
No.
He's got no guess.
No, what I have is a protest. This is a horse stuff game.
Horse stuff.
I was thinking 73 was American Graffiti, but it's American Gigolo.
Great. Good for Richard Gere and whoever was in the film.
Not happy.
I'm not happy with this at all.
You did this on purpose. Back to Doug. Back to Doug.
When does the game end? How do you determine a winner?
It can't end soon enough, as far as I'm concerned.
Here's Doug and Kevin. They have 2 points.
They're so cute. Oh, my God.
Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
That is correct, Saturday night.
Blondie from American Gigolo and Saturday Night Live.
Tim and Jack. Here's Tim and Jack.
Hazy Shade of Winter by the Bengals.
I don't even know this one.
Hazy Shade of Winter, Bengals 87. Don't worry, I'm just going through the process. It's going to be beautiful to watch.
He's good with the years.
But I got to put you on the clock.
No, I understand. Yeah. Hazy Shade of Winter, Bengals. They're doing a bunch of blow.
4, 3.
It's not St. Elmo's Fire, is it, Jennings?
2,
I was going to say DZO.
1. I need an answer.
I mean, I was going to say what the thing with the.
I'm sorry. Time is up. The movie was less than zero.
Less than zero.
Dillian and Grizz.
Did Robert Downey Jr. orally service a gentleman in that?
Yes.
Less than zero.
I should get a point.
The amount of interest everyone has in this game.
Yeah, but look at
my God.
Doug, what's wrong?
Titanic?
That is correct.
Anyway, Dillian just destroyed that.
Yes. Jay and Lo Sween.
Sure, why not? Something really weird. Nobody talking, nobody singing. How about the documentary from Woodstock?
I think I know that one.
What do you think it is, Doug?
We're going to go get a drink.
Apocalypse Now.
Midnight Cowboy?
It is Midnight Cowboy. Midnight Cowboy.
Dustin Hoffman, John Voight, again, the game is rigged.
Here is Doug and... we're in the last four, by the way. This is Doug and Kevin.
Last four. Oh, wow. This is for Iggy. We have a mic pick, too.
He wanted to get close.
I don't know. You can't hear it. He's right at the table.
His head is on the speaker, and he can't hear it. I don't know.
In the shadows.
Why'd you put these mother effers on the clock?
They're on the clock.
Yeah,
sorry.
I mean, what?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Disney movie.
No.
It's over.
Disney movie.
Yeah, you guys are done. You guys are done. That was a Star Is Born. This goes to Tim and
Iggy. They didn't get a Star Is
Born. You're off the clock.
Andy, it was the remake of A Star Is Born.
The third remake.
That's right.
Tim, you'll appreciate this one. Tim and Grizz, here we go.
Stainless
with Jack. Oh, my Grizz. Vacation, baby, vacation.
That's correct.
Nice.
Was it 1 or 2 or 3 or 9 or Christmas or?
Dillian and Grizz, here we go.
For the win.
Oh, my God.
Caddyshack.
That is correct.
Dillian and
Jeff Griswold.
Killian said, yep.
They just won. Gangster Pete said they just won, Jay.
Yes. Do you want to do the Jay and Lo Sween last one? Here we go. This is for Jay and Lo Sween. The last one.
They're down there doing
Thank you, Lo.
91? God, I mean, I think this is New Jack City, don't you?
What?
I think it is.
Pookie.
Pookie's trying to get off that crack
pipe. New Jack City.
It is New Jack City.
91. Wesley Snipes.
Wes Snipes.
Yep.
All right, that wraps up movie soundtrack trivia. Congratulations to Dillian and Jeff Griswold.
Jack, we should have won.
Dillian, will you go to the game with
me? I should have gotten a point.
Best segment ever.
Should have gotten
a point. You just have a voucher.
Robert Downey Jr. fun fact, but it seems like it was ignored. Look at the audience's reaction to that.
They can't believe it.
They can't hear a darn thing.
They can't believe it. There's a guy here that I know, and his nickname is Stay Lit. Because he just drinks all day long.
Which one is he?
Right there, Stalen.
Stalen, right there. Doug, he's in the coral golf shirt.
Oh, I see him now.
He'll be here next to Mike. He'll be here too close.
Will he? Or Iggy's.
All right, now how much time do we have left? Because factor in, we're going to subtract with the shears, the hoop earring discussion.
Well, a lot of segments.
It's going to be edited out.
We're about 27 minutes
Pete, that's going to be edited out. The hoop earring discussion will be edited out. That'll be for our premium subscribers.
We have time.
That'll be on Dillian's OnlyFans.
We have time.
Send it to me.
We have time for Who Said It.
We do have time for Who Said It. Now, I want to know, Jay, are you going to participate in hot foot play with Dillian? I don't know if that's
I'm not going to participate. Here's what I'm going to do real quick. If Dillian will let me do it, just put the foot up real quick. I'm not going to do anything crazy.
Just put it up really quick.
Put the foot up. Right. Get the foot up.
Where's Swope?
Right up there.
Where's Swope?
All right.
Dillian, you have nice feet, though. You do.
Dillian knows she has nice feet. She doesn't. A lot of gals don't like to admit it. You have very. Is it our
There are people getting behind the dais so they get pictures. I've noticed.
Sure. Well, this is a. I mean, this is two people in the industry. I mean, you know, foot industry. You have. I mean, your feet are totally. What is so neat is your feet are totally proportionate.
They're hidden by the bucket of beer.
Well, that's
and the is that a boat drink?
You don't necessarily like or dislike your feet, do you?
Just goofy. I don't know.
They're not goofy. They're beautiful feet.
This one's a little fucked up.
What?
Cut it out. The F word.
Cut it out.
Wait a minute.
38 minutes, Pete.
What's wrong with it? What do you think's wrong with it?
What's wrong with
it? Leaning more to the left.
It's dead straight. If anything, this one's a little cockeyed. I'm going to do, if it's all right.
Oh, here we go. Okay, there was a promise made, and now a promise broken.
Okay.
All right.
Jay's going in. Okay. Swope is on it.
Kiss Got the top, mic on. Not the bottom.
Okay, Jay.
How was that, Dillian? Was that like the Danny Mountain, Mia Malkova thing?
I don't know if you noticed. She's sliding a little.
Unbelievable.
God almighty. I want to time code that again.
Right.
Iggy's here with two microphones,
Doug. Thank you, Dillian.
See how awkward I get with it, though?
No, I know. You're kind of like, why is this guy doing it?
Nah, the whole thing was erotic. Iggy, what's going on? I see you have two microphones.
Are we doing Who Said It next or not?
I think we should do the post drops.
Oh, wow. Hang on. I need a little bit of notice on that. Give me just 1 second.
Okay.
Not a whole lot of time, though. Give me... I am right.
Dillian, what this is we just cut off drops of the week that we think are funny. You're actually in it this week.
And
so.
Most of them involve Iggy.
Yeah, they do, actually. And most of the cuts of the week are mine, too.
Tim, did you say drops or cuts of the week?
I think I said drops, brought to you by the Post.
They're different.
Yeah, all right. Doesn't
here we go.
The same darn thing.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill presents
Iggy, say it ain't so.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy, no.
Iggy's drops of the week.
They will take care of your stepdad. Real nice flight.
I'm going to play with a porn star's feet.
Ooh, double-ended purple dildo.
This is a massive power Hoosier.
Did he say upper front butt?
How do you like your feet, Jay?
You've got to have a big mouth to fit that in there.
Drop into my DMs, bro.
Oh, my God, it poops.
Yeah, we get our mouth around that. I stopped paying attention to these awards when I had my heart broken after losing out to that tranny.
Now, there's something about bowling alley chicks that I dug. Why are we paying you? Why are you getting paid?
No shame in my game, Playboy.
Bring a nice wheel of brie.
This is a wild show, man.
He wanted my love. Call me daddy.
He owns his weeping.
I look a little tighter in the pants, sir.
But you went to the bathroom, did a little toe tapping.
How's the carjacking situation?
I missed him.
Met a cute guy in the restroom.
Ween peeking again, weren't you? They don't look at stats. They look at size.
She digs the egg.
It used to be law if you shot a beaver, you had to eat it.
Kurt Lickers.
Why would you eat a beaver?
It's always bros before hoes.
Are you going to give me a foot massage? Is that what you're saying?
That was Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by The Post.
Stay posted, my friends.
Ever been on a show like this, Dillion? It's pretty good.
It was amazing.
See, there he is,
Thank
Doug.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yep. Tell everybody real quick because it won't be on that long.
Beercats is right behind Jennings. Beercats, how are things going with you and the balls, sacks? Has anything happened? Do you have a microphone? Because Iggy has two. Pete has none. Swope is looking for one on the floor.
Doug.
Oh, here they are.
I just kind of fell asleep, hoping this was a dream I'd wake up from.
This has never happened, Doug.
It's the 15th anniversary gala.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was here for the first anniversary.
He was here for the first anniversary.
I was here for the fifth anniversary.
Fifth anniversary.
And the 10th.
Wow. Yeah.
And now the 15th.
Wow.
Wow.
You are a trooper.
You hear the people. Yeah. You heard them.
Yeah, I mean, the response. And the problem is they can't hear it.
Can't hear a darn thing.
The work of the ball sacks, I think, is a work in progress. I think me and Scott are 100% on board. I don't think there's any question that we are in.
Well, you guys are in.
I'm not sure.
Hold on. Now there's all of a sudden there's Lady Beercat.
LBC.
I don't think the girls are.
No.
Yeah. LBC's done with that.
It's very unfortunate.
So you're saying you were in for a gay romp?
No. We're going to sit behind the plant in the
corner. Oh, the potted plant.
And watch the girls.
Oh. Lady Beercats, are you in? She's out.
She's done.
Why?
She's grown up.
I'd love to hear her talk about it. She's done with the ladies.
No.
Mrs. Sack, are you in? She's making a scissoring motion.
She's making a scissoring gesture. Tripping. I told you it was popular.
This is Sack.
Thank you, Mike. Mike says he's in for Dillion. Dillion, you...
Trim me?
Dillion, I don't know. Mike, would you like to trim Dillion?
Okay.
Yes, that's a yes, so that's going to happen. That's great. It's hot. Mrs. Balsack says yes. Lady Beercats is reading the gay porn that Iggy brought for Doug.
I have lots of questions about this.
Well, get on a microphone. Buck Swope's looking for one on the floor. Here you go. There's a mic. Doug... It's our 15th anniversary.
I have questions about this.
But why are you not into the girl-girl thing anymore?
Out of the girl business.
Out of the girl thing. You grow up. You just get out. Yes. Yes, you do. You get...
The audience responding again.
You get kids who are... I'm sorry. I have teenagers now, people.
You can still trim.
No. But I have a question about this magazine.
The gay porn that Iggy brought in and sat on the dais.
So you have women's magazines and lesbians magazines, and you see things.
Right, right.
There's nothing in here.
What do you mean, no ween, sister?
Like, you know, I want to see some stuff. If you get to see stuff, I want to see stuff.
There's who are you yelling at right now?
Nothing in here.
Who are you yelling at?
And I just want to know why.
Doug, what is... She's yelling at you.
Do you
want to know why?
Do you really want to see bananas?
Well, if you get to see stuff, I think I should get to see stuff in a magazine.
I don't disagree with that.
Dillion, your thoughts. I'm sure you have been in AVN magazine. That's AVN Men magazine that Iggy somehow is a subscriber to. It hasn't really been addressed yet.
It looked like it said premium.
I've heard, actually, I don't know, different things, but mostly that side of things is more shy about it. Like, they don't like the show so much.
But, I mean,
like,
when it gets down to it...
Personal.
Do you like to see pictures of gentlemen's love? Women aren't into that, right?
I mean, do you sit on the web and just dial it up like I do?
Just go on Twitter and check my DMs.
Yeah.
Really? So guys send you cock pics all the time? Is that the deal?
Goldschmidt
has homered in four games in a row.
You can board them to you if you want.
Doug, if they could just get hot.
They are hot. They might just win this baby.
This
Goldschmidt's on fire.
He is.
DeYoung left three home runs the other day. Yeah. I like the ball club now.
How you doing, Mike?
Pitching.
Mike wants to get back on
Mike
the microphone.
Mike is now locked in on Lady Beercats.
Is he on Lady Beercats? Yeah, Mike, what's going on? You're an engaged man. You're engaged to Lisa Ann.
Boy, the dojo's proud.
Can I see some milk?
I don't know who that was for. Was that for Dillion? Was that for Lady Beercats?
That was LBC.
Was that for Lady Beercats?
Yep.
It'll help to get Ozuna back.
Yep. Those tigers.
What do you think about Carpenter?
Yeah.
Have you guys talked about that while I was out?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Fowler, have we gotten the soccer team run? Yet? Doug, have we gotten the soccer team?
We don't have a soccer team yet. No. Okay. Close, but we don't have it.
All right.
Design Air is the official HVAC.
That was a pretty good
Ryan Kelly Morning After. Bud Light is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And now it's time for our cuts of the week. Totally different than the drops you just heard.
Cuts of the week.
Totally.
Cut one.
You know, maybe some of the Astros will come over. Houston coming in from out of town, they got nothing to do. Let's go over to Iggy's house for a party.
You got bologna in the fridge? You got bologna? Get some bologna.
I always have bologna and salami.
Bologna?
And meat. I'm having a huge party.
And have each of the Astros bring a covered dish.
Summer salad.
Just anything.
Hey, Springer, you don't get on this patio without something. Don't come empty-handed.
Right. You don't show up to a party.
Go down the street and get a Crave box of White Castle.
Right.
Brantley, what are you bringing, a 40? There's 100 people there. You need at least a case you're getting on here.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Cut two.
What is the status on Gomer as far as his return?
I followed Gomer very closely. He's gotten treatment, and he's trying to get back into good throwing shape. He's thrown on the side, and he's doing some exercises that he would be ready when he's ready. He has questions, Hayes.
Will he be ready when he's ready?
All you can really say is he'll be ready when he's ready.
Is it long toss or just?
He's done some tossing. That he's done.
Cut three.
You can always tell when somebody here is taking a recreational. It's no longer a can of Febreze in there. Somebody has put like a little bottle of Chanel No. 5 or something in there. And you can tell because it smells like a Bombay whorehouse in there. It's a mix between ass and Paco Rabanne.
Okay.
It's just disgusting. So quit spraying the perfume in there. Pete.
Cut.
I'll leave it at the four.
Welcome to the Morning After with Jay Randolph Jr., your St. Louis All Golf Talk All the Time station. Here's the thing, dumb ass.
That's the first time we...
Here's the thing, dumb ass.
Oh, my God.
That's how you deal with these chumps. No, I want to get deep into it because the listener is begging for it. Jesus Christ, we've won two in a row. Here we come. We have a player that hit a grand slam last night.
Yes, he did.
Grand slam. Holy smokes!
Cut
five.
I told you I banged almost every broad that's ever worked at Redbird Lanes.
That was perfect. And how many would that have been?
Five or six behind the snack bar that I can remember.
How did you sweet talk them behind the snack bar?
They were snack bar girls. It didn't take much.
That's not a nice thing to say.
Cut six.
Tell me about tweeting out this big slab of beef that you were tweeting out.
The beef tenderloin.
You took a picture of your dinner again?
He invited you?
I tweeted at you, too. I said you and Hoffman could come over, since I invited Hoff over for the pork tenderloin last week, and you called him an alcoholic, so he was going to have a bourbon.
Who has a pork? I said, boy, I wish I had some bourbon with it. It's an alky.
How about letting people live the way they want to live?
Yeah, have water with your meal. You don't have bourbon. Who has bourbon with dinner?
An alky.
Alky.
Is it Hoffman's an alcoholic? Well,
it sounds like he's got a problem.
That's quite an accusation, sir.
Cut seven.
So then when I got to Florida, I pulled into one of those rest stops and then went in and ate and got a...
What'd you have? Chicken fingers?
This is like 1982.
Probably chicken.
I don't remember exactly what I had.
Say lasagna.
I had a cheeseburger.
Okay,
that's probably
good.
What
okay.
I had.
You probably should have had one of those nice Cuban sandwiches.
I wasn't looking for a Cuban sandwich. That has nothing to do with this story. And I imagine I had fries.
Crinkle cut or
I don't
steak?
Remember what kind of fries there were. I don't remember what my story was anymore.
Ketchup?
I go in there and eat. Cheeseburger. Crinkle cut fries.
Ketchup.
Diet Coke with ketchup.
God, you got a good memory.
And those were the cuts of the week.
Wow, that was wonderful. Oh. Jay, what were you upset about?
I'm just so happy.
He was talking a lot of British Open, and the text line didn't like it.
Yep. Somebody in the text line didn't like it?
Listen, the morning after the golf show, I was like, okay, well, we go right to baseball. And then the text line just lit up.
That's all right.
That's good.
Dillian, you've been able to see the text inbox. Pretty impressive. There's one that says, if Dillian wasn't here, Iggy would have rigged it for us to win, Tim. I guess that's from Jack Stoverink, my partner.
Stoverink.
Yeah, but Dillian...
The contest was rigged.
Did win the contest. Let's see. Potted plant, a.k.a. the railing, is a great spot. That's from Captain Weenpeak.
What's the railing?
The railing, like around there?
Oh, well.
And I see Madison and the Plowhawk.
You got Anna Maria.
I see Anna Maria.
CGB.
Chrissy. I see.
Yep.
Some fine listeners just over there waving. Hello, Chrissy. Yeah. Congratulations on the Fan Page Club Championship. She is advanced.
It's going to be. We're talking about roping the course for the next round.
Wow. Yeah. And Iggy, when do you play?
Dillian, do you golf? Have you ever golfed?
Growing up in Jupiter, I would imagine you were at the Bears Club.
She did not grow up in Jupiter.
My grandparents lived on a golf course.
Did they really?
Like, yeah.
When was the last time you played?
Years.
Have you seen Gabby Carter's golf swing?
Do you know who Gabby Carter is?
I'm missing it.
She's a newbie.
She's a newbie. Only like 4 months in the industry.
Friend of the show.
But we're kind of at the forefront of the industry.
We're kind of her driving force. No.
It says, I'd rather get a sandpaper hand job than get a breakdown of Iggy, Cletus, and Chrissy finishing out this godforsaken tournament. Yeah, Carlos Spicy Winger. Well, the audience. We have to bleep out the audience. Make sure you edit that, Gangster Pete Patrick.
Come on up. Spicy Winner, come on up if you got sandpaper.
Mike, what is the problem? Mike Lee is so active in the front row.
All he's doing is looking for a dojo.
God almighty, he is wearing a karate outfit of some kind. All right, it's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. Yes, who is participating tonight? There's Buck Swope getting a great angle. Yep, you know, Ancient Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man is active.
Yeah, so we're going to start with Michael Kelly, I believe it looks like. Right over here.
All right. I'm a big fan of Mike Kelly.
All right, he's a good guy.
Good dude.
Most guys can't handle me. They just can't. But this guy, well, this guy was different. I was in the lavatory a mere minute ago when a handsome, as a day is long man approached me. I told him, you don't want any of this. But he just laughed and said, oh, but I do. To my pleasant surprise, that khakied snake charmer tamed my one-eyed cobra and started asking me for more. BBC.
BBC?
Doug, isn't that a network in the UK?
It's a genre.
No, British Broadcasting Company.
It's a genre. It was a wonderful...
Is that the end of the email? Is there more explanation?
That was it.
Are you happy with yourself from that?
Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Carlos...
Wow, out of retirement, Jennings.
He came back Wiener.
Out of retirement, it's Carlos Spicy Wiener.
I'm still retired. I'm just here on my lifetime exemption.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you do have a lifetime exemption.
Yeah. All
right. It's like John Daly at the Open.
Absolutely.
So since the show's about over, I'd just like to remind everyone of a few ground rules for the Patio Palooza that's about to make the cheese sandwiches and lack of musical acts period at Ja Rule's Fire Festival look like caviar backstage at an Elton John concert. For all the esteemed guests and fan page basement people who decided to show up uninvited to the 8x11 concrete slab of Maryland Heights Paradise, feel free to stop by the abandoned Korean's apartment Ken ransacks for clothes every time the seasons change. And if you wear a men's size 6, you're in luck. Next, if Ken's hot neighbor, 30 years his junior, pops her head out, be sure to ask how the vase he re-gifted from Tim's wife is doing. Also, if you were unfortunate enough to participate and win a contest tonight, the Kohl's bag of old t-shirts you receive can be used to pick up chicks in the laundry room.
Oh, nice.
Ah, yes, on to food and beverages. Guests will enjoy leftover liver and onions with a couple pie crust shells to be washed down by 2 expired stray Coronas, 3 red stripes, and a heavy dose of Rohypnol, which is why you should all bring your own stuff to eat and drink. Also, tonight, remember that nature is your bathroom, or as Cletus likes to call it, amateur male stripper routine time for Johnny Cakes. Five, if a bunch of Hoosiers smoking and drinking gets to cause too much of a ruckus, do not be alarmed. For Maryland Heights' finest, no strode quite well for noise violations, not from parties, but for him forgetting to plug in his headphones when he's viewing the San Fernando Valley's newest up-and-comers. Six, for those of you lemming stalkers hoping to score some one-on-one time with Tim, he conveniently has a meeting with the swing coach scheduled for 10 p.m.
That's correct.
So you guys are out
correct
of luck.
Story and Ed Schwinn.
Nice.
Both of them.
And finally, seven, Normandy is the best, and you guys are great. In all seriousness, this too shall pass. Except for the Fan Pin Championship, that grab-ass Shishawali tournament is dragging on to 2020.
Wow. Doug, can you believe he criticized the fan pin?
Thank you, Los. Thank you, Los.
Carlos Vicy Wiener.
Vicy Wiener.
Legend. Hall of Famer for my money.
All right, we have one more. Where it began, I can't begin to knowing. But then I know it's growing strong.
Boom, boom, boom.
Was in the spring. Then spring became the summer. Who'd have believed those khakis would come along? Glands.
Glands?
Is that what you said?
Touching glands.
Don't say glands.
Reaching around. Touching me. Touching you. Sweet Doug's behind. The good times never seem so good.
So good. So good. So good.
I'd be inclined to believe he's sporting wood. But now I look at the night.
Doug, there's another lyric.
And it don't seem so lonely. We filled it up with only two. And when we make out, guy stuff runs off my shoulders.
Doug.
How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one, reach around.
Don't say clans.
Touching me, touching you. Sweet Doug's behind.
Ba, ba, ba.
Good times never seem so good.
So good! So good! So good!
I'd be inclined
ba, ba, ba.
To believe he's sporting wood. Oh, no, no. Sweet Doug's behind.
Ba, ba, ba.
Good times never seem so good.
So good, so good, so good.
Sweet Caroline.
How much longer, Andy?
I believe he's sporting wood.
Never make it to the second course.
That's it.
All right.
Just like what it'd be like.
From Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
I had to choose from.
There's absolutely nothing to choose.
No, there really isn't.
I guess.
I'm just going to give it to Carlos because I like him.
Yeah, Jacob Nieder was funny, but boy, it was dirty. I'll give it to Carlos because.
Carlos Spicy Wiener has won.
Yeah.
And people are not happy about it in the audience.
I don't care.
I've never seen. Listen to the audience.
Yeah, go home. Go home to your family.
I thought they were going to Iggy's
place. No, it's a select crowd.
Oh, is that right?
I'm declining the voucher, and I'm giving it to the rightful winner.
Oh.
Man, what's we have breaking news.
I don't want that. Andy gets it.
Andy Hanselman is this one. Congratulations,
wow.
Andy.
I didn't know he was eligible.
No, I'm not. What did I win?
I didn't know.
I don't want this.
Oh, is it the Mizzou Troy tickets?
Yeah, it's Mizzou Troy tickets. No.
Oh, it's a voucher.
No, it's actually, a this voucher.
Says, actually, what this says, Mizzou versus USC voucher. I do want this.
Oh, that's not bad. Gotcha.
South Carolina.
That's right.
Oh, is that what it is?
The Trojans are not on the schedule.
No.
I don't think they've played.
In a long time.
Well, Doug, there it is. The 15th.
Let me get this straight.
Hold on a second.
Somebody who's working on the show actually won the prize?
It's kind of rigged.
No, I didn't.
We can have a problem.
It's absolutely correct.
It's called payola.
Yep.
I have autographed pictures, too, from Sarah Vandella, Lena Paul, Jessica Drake.
You don't get to keep any of that.
No, I don't want to keep it. I'll give it away.
Just bring it to Iggy's house and give it
Maryland
to
Maryland Heights.
We'll figure it out.
What a wonderful 15th anniversary show it has been.
I mean,
Pete
really
only has to edit out like a third of it, and then the rest of it can be on the air, and the other third will be on Dillion's OnlyFans. Mike, do you want to say one final thing? You've been so active in the front row. He's just pointing at Jillian. Yes, what can we do for you? There it is. It's again, I swear I have the same interaction with my one-year-old.
Hey, Timmy.
Same. Yes.
Let's remind everybody that Jillian will be performing this weekend.
Yes, at Larry Flint's Hustler Club in Washington Park, Illinois. Come on out and see the great Dillion Harper, who is so kind to be here tonight at Hot Shots for TMA Live. For Iggy's birthday celebration and the 15th anniversary of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Thank you to all of our sponsors over the years. Thank you to our loyal and wonderful audience. For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for Gangster Pete, for Dillion Harper, for my brother Kevin, for Jennings Randolph Jr., for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Chip McKern, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and inside STL.com, live from the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet Studios.